What up, y'all? It's your man, D Real, the Black Panther, stalking the urban jungle of operating Adidas, bringing you another podcast of Be Real with D Real. Today is December 19th, 2020. We almost done, y'all. Almost done. 11 more days, and we out of here. Everything seems to be going swell. I just came here this morning, well, this afternoon now, to talk to y'all about this here vaccine, or should I say vaccines, plural, is all I can say at this particular moment, is wow, I'm shocked. First, I'm shocked at the number of people whom I have interacted with in the past couple of days who have said they are not going to take the vaccine. This is online. This is talking to people in casual conversations, of course, social distancing while conversating. Just basically phone calls, conversations, people I interact with in my vocation that have said in no uncertain terms, hell to the no, I am not taking this vaccine. Okay, so now before we get into the what fors and whys and who is or isn't doing what, let's talk about the meat and potatoes. Okay, on December 11th, the FDA approved, an emergency approval at that, mind you, of the, okay, don't, I'm gonna mangle this word. So before you get started, grammar police, I'm letting y'all know in advance. Tosinamarin, that's the name of the drug. For sake of my humility, we are going to call it the Pfizer COVID-19 vaccine, which is the more popular name for it. Anywho, the meat and potatoes of it basically is you get two injections 3 weeks apart, and it's supposed to make you fit as a fiddle, happy as can be. That's the general idea. As always with vaccines, what I urge everybody to do is do their due diligence when it comes to vaccines. Okay. First of all, when we're finding out what's in a vaccine, you're going to have to look that up. Okay. There are a lot of general ingredients in tosinamarin, but there are also some exotic ingredients in the vaccine. And they're ingredients that you have to do a whole lot of searching to find out what exactly they are. One of the ingredients in it that's exotic is a genetic recombinator, which is supposed to interact with the cells in your body like a vaccine does, and hence prep them to fight viruses or a specific virus. Okay? Bear that in mind. The other ingredient that I've read about, which I think is more rumor than actual fact, if y'all want to come on here and refute or educate me, as one person has said they have promised to do, I'm all for it because, like everybody who views this show on a regular basis knows, I am not about pointing fingers, and I'm not about saying who's right, and I'm not about saying who's wrong. I'm about presenting information, because what I've discovered in the past 10, 15 years of my life, a lot of information that should be disseminated to the layman, to the general public, is not. And so we have to find out about things suddenly. We have to find out about things eventfully, and sometimes tragically. Lung tissue from aborted fetuses. I have seen rumor mill about that. I'm not going on record and saying, yeah, Pookie and Ray Ray and Earl and them told me that there's baby fetus lungs in America. Okay. At any rate, most of us have a stinking feeling about vaccines in general, not just this one. And that's why the name of the podcast is, or the episode rather, is The Vax or Not The Vax. Because long before Chosen American came around, long before COVID-19 came around, people been like, S, vaccines. I mean, for the most part, because number one, I don't think we do our due diligence and find out what is in a vaccine, and we fall. And let me also say, before we get all deep off into this, I may be pro, I may be anti, but for the sake of the conversation today, I am a neutral party, and when necessary, a devil's advocate. So when you listen to this podcast today, don't take it like, okay, D-Real's against vaccine or D-Real's for vaccine. D-Real is for presenting information that may not have been presented, like I say every week, and allow you to make your decisions about what you will or won't do based on for real information. Okay. Now, on, like I said, December 11th, emergency approval to utilize it in the UK shortly, I think 2 days later, 15th. Somebody give me a date. I think it's 15, 16, something like that. We started doing our injections. Okay, all vaccines, ALL, what is not included in all? Nothing. All vaccines have an allergic reaction to someone. That is a fact, okay? I can get a flu vaccine. My lady can get a flu vaccine. My child can get a flu vaccine, and my lady can become sick as a dog, but me and my child can be perfectly healthy. That is the nature of a vaccine. It interacts with your body parts, with your cells, with your organs. It's yours, not somebody else's. And that's essentially what people need to remember about vaccines. If you're not going to take it, don't take it. But according to Dr. Fauci, for this country to get back to a semblance of normalcy, a certain percentage of the population has to be vaccinated. Got that. Okay. I'm going to just go there because this is Be Real with D-Real. Excuse me, I'm sipping my tea in more ways than one. So you mean to tell me that if nobody, and I know it absolutely ain't going to be nobody because I saw footage of Gandalf getting vaccinated. So Ian McKellen, excuse me. I don't care. He's Gandalf. He's Magneto as far as I'm concerned. Ian McKellen got vaccinated. Ian McKellen should get vaccinated. Ian McKellen's like what? Like 80 something years old? And I'm not, that's not exaggeration. Ian McKellen's like 80 something years old. What group does that virus target elderly and people with existing conditions. Dare I hazard a guess and say Sir Ian McKellen may have some sort of existing condition that could be hazardous to his health, hence he goes and gets the vaccination. Okay. Now, let's get back into allergic reactions. By the way, the phone lines is open. Okay, 646-668-2268. If you want to call in and drop some interesting information, or if you want to call in and ask a question, if it is within my ability and my resources to answer, I shall. I am by no stretch of the imagination a think tank, but my computer is. Anyway, like I was saying about the vaccine. Check it out. Speaking of allergic reactions, two, count them, perfect example, two healthcare workers at in Juneau, that's in Alaska, suffered allergic reactions to Pfizer's COVID-19 vaccine. In an article dated December 17th. And it reads like this. Two workers at an Alaska hospital suffered allergic reactions after receiving Pfizer's COVID-19 vaccine this week. I just said that. And one was kept for observation for at least two nights. So that means they got released today or this morning, hospital representative said. The hospitalized worker's reaction was more serious but not life-threatening. Doctor said she felt flush within the first 10 minutes of receiving the vaccine Tuesday at Bartlett Regional Hospital in Juneau and later reported symptoms including elevated heart rate. The second Bartlett healthcare worker was treated for less severe symptoms after being injected, felt fine within an hour, and was released, hospital officials said. Okay. Let me just say this. That article comes from CNN. Now, there are a myriad of articles. There are UK articles. There are other articles. I just looked and saw it was CNN. Now, for those of you that do not feel CNN because of your political affiliations is not a reputable source, there is more than one source out there that can corroborate that story. Moving on, perfect example, perfect real life, real time example of two people taking the same vaccine and having two markedly different reactions. What does that say to you as a critically thinking, logical human being? Okay. Body's not going to be affected the same by a vaccine. And the COVID-19 vaccine is no different. People are going to have good reactions. People are going to have bad reactions. People have bad reactions to albuterol, asthma medications. People have bad reactions to epinephrine injections. I mean, anything you put into your body has the potential to react to it adversely. Okay. Now, here's the Leonidas Spartan kick to the chest question. For all of us who sit around moaning, complaining, upset, and I don't know, the way my narrative is going, it sounds like I'm pro-vax, but I don't want you to think that. But we need to get the pro-vax situation out here on the table, because I know after a while we're going to be blasting and anti-vax is going to come in like killer bees. So what I'm saying is this. As far as vaccinations go, we don't know what kind of reaction we're going to have until we have one. And you don't know if you're going to have one if you never take the vaccine. Not forcing, not coaxing, not brainwashing, not doing any of that. I believe that anything you're going to do in life, you need to move forward with facts. How many of y'all eat fast food? How many of you eat pork? How many of you eat non-organic, non-GMO food all day, every day? Okay. Do you question what's inside the food you are putting in your body? Do you question when you go out and drink? Do you say, what's in that Bacardi? Do you say, what's in that Hennessy? What's in that Patron? Do you scrutinize everything you put in your body in the same way you scrutinize vaccines? You didn't see that man at the Bacardi factory make that Bacardi. You didn't see that man make that Hennessy. You didn't see them people make them patties that they serve at McDonald's and Burger King and Wendy's and places like that. You didn't see it. You saw it when they put it on the grill and fried it up, or put it in a deep fryer and fried it up. That's when you saw it. So between you seeing it and it getting to McDonald's, you don't know what somebody did to it. So I say all of that to say this. If you're going to scrutinize vaccines that you may only get once a year or once a month or once in a lifetime, if you give it that much scrutiny, you need to give everything else you put in your damn body that much time, that kind of scrutiny. You need to be that discerning about everything you put in your body, because trust me, a vaccine that you take one time is not going to affect you like McDonald's that you go and get once a week, or Wendy's that you go and get once a week, you know what I'm saying, or anything. I just use McDonald's and Wendy's as an example. McDonald's and Wendy's is mad at me, I'm sorry. Folks been blasting McDonald's and Wendy's long before I started speaking on this podcast. Now, again, how many of us do that? All of us? Some of us? None of us? So the question becomes, what information is necessary to guide such a decision? We need to understand it. We need to know. We need to know about what's in the COVID-19 vaccine. Okay. They claim that it's based on, like I said, like this is, they say it's a new kind of technology. And it's supposed, here, I'll tell you what, since I'm not a scientist, I'm going to read what a scientist says about this vaccine. Traditional vaccines are made from dead or weakened versions of an infectious virus. Okay? Personally, well, I'm not going to say personally, but for most people, that will be enough right there to be like, mm-mm, ain't doing it. See, I want to give my personal opinion so bad, but I gotta be the beacon. Continuing on. This new type of vaccine is different. To develop it, the genes of the SARS-CoV-2 virus, which causes COVID-19, were analyzed to locate that part that codes its spike protein. That's the part you see on the head of the virus that is so popular and it denotes COVID-19, essentially. Spike protein, which it is what enables the virus to infect people. The codes for that protein are then isolated and copied as mRNA fragments, which is what cells use as instructions for making proteins. Those fragments are packaged up into special molecules, then injected into a patient's cells. Within the cells, the mRNA comes into the body's protein factories called ribosomes. The ribosomes read the mRNA and follow its instructions to make copies of the spike protein. Those copies of the spike protein by themselves cause harm, but they'll trigger the body to make antibodies against the virus. Those antibodies, in turn, will protect patients from a COVID-19 infection. At least that's the idea. Okay, so now that we have a basic understanding of how vaccines work, if we didn't already understand, if I read that correctly, you are injected with an inert form, wink, wink, inert form of the virus, along with a couple of other ingredients, and that cocktail goes into your body and goes to work to protect you. Okay. I think this is where the disconnect is. We don't trust the government. And a lot of us don't trust the government more so during the based on the shenanigans of the outgoing administration. And there's been a lot of cloak and dagger, I guess is the best way to put it. A lot of cloak and dagger isn't going on in this country, what we should or shouldn't be doing. So there is that basic polarization that we've had in this country for the past 4 years. And it seems to garner mistrust. It seems to garner scrutiny. It seems to garner being basically just looking at the government and saying, what's up with y'all? What is that? Why are you giving me that? Why is it? It seems like the only thing, that we'll accept from our government without question is money. And I don't know. If we don't have trust for the government that is in place in America, that's a whole nother problem, y'all. And I don't like the fact, and this is just me. I mean, y'all can do whatever y'all want to do, but I don't like the fact that we as so-called Americans in the so-called United States of America continue to persist and exist on the premise of separatism. Why don't we call ourselves the polarized states of America or the separate but equal states of America? Because that's what we behave like. We behave like we're separate but equal. And then to some people, that ain't just behavior. To some people, it is in fact reality. We are separate but equal. Ask the black man. We do feel separate, very separate, okay? But it takes a special kind of person to still feel equal in a climate like that. But I'm getting away from what I'm supposed to be talking about. I'm supposed to be talking about this vaccine. Now, again, phone lines are open. You can get on your phone and dial 646-668-22KMEAN. Enlighten me. Share your thoughts about what it is you do or do not like about BNTI-62B2, a.k.a. Pfizer's COVID-19 vaccine. Okay? Interesting little bit of information. The other day, I got a visit from a daughter, and my daughter works at a hospital. And I wish I would have made a copy of it when she showed it to me, but she showed me a paper that the hospital is distributing, I guess, to employees, and then that information in turn is disseminated down to patients about what the vaccine is or isn't. Just so you know, she's a frontline worker. Well, for the most part, a frontline worker. And she opted out of getting the virus. So, my baby's decision carries a lot of weight with me because it makes me start to examine and think and ask questions and say what is and what ain't. Why would someone who works at a hospital, in full view of everything that has been going on for the past year, say, I'm not getting it? Think about that. Someone who works at a hospital and watches people test positive every day for COVID-19 opt out of getting a virus. I mean, excuse me, opt out of getting a vaccine. Okay? I can play devil's advocate both ways, y'all. Anti-vaxxers have been around since the Spanish flu, y'all. And we know how many people Spanish flu wiped out. Okay? At the same time, folks survived. They survived, didn't they? Okay, I'm here, and I'm looking up stuff to try and help y'all. The Spanish flu of 1918. Let's go and play with that for a while. Okay, we up in here complaining about COVID-19, and it's been around for roughly about a year, right? The Spanish flu was around for 2 years, okay? So all of this talk about, oh, this is the most awful thing we have ever experienced. Fatality for the Spanish flu, 50 million. That was about a third of the world's population in 1918. Wasn't as many people in the world in 1918 as it is now. And just real quick, rhetorical question. Is there a vaccine for bubonic plague? And if there is, there clearly was not a vaccine when the plague first manifested. So people had to ride that out. A lot of people died. A lot of people died during the Spanish flu. But they chose, like I said, to ride the wave out. Wasn't no vaccine. Wasn't nothing to take back when bubonic plague came out. You know what I'm saying? And then Spanish flu, 1918, 1919, 1920. It was a simpler time. So something like mass vaccinations was unheard of. So what was the mindset like? I mean, the collective mindset of the people on this planet at the turn of the century during a pandemic. Oh, interesting side note. It's called the Spanish flu. They didn't think that was racist back then. But it wasn't meant in the same spirit as a mean comment like China virus or Kung flu. Okay, that's clearly mean-spirited, and you reaching out to be an a-hole with remarks like that. But essentially what I'm getting at is folks need to understand that the Spanish flu and the coronavirus, similarity that they have is that they affected multiple people. I don't think that there's any reason, and this is just, you know, me again being devil's advocate, I don't think there's any reason for us to say, can we wait? And that's where I'm at. Can we wait? And I think that's where a lot of people are. They're at, can we wait? And that's just my people in general. We gonna look first. We gonna look and see what happens. We want to see how it goes down. And that's a lot of people. Because I seriously think our trust in our government is low. Our government has a lot to make up for. Our government has a lot to show us. Because here's the thing. Politicians make, and here I am going on a political rant. I'm not going far, though. I'll be right back. Okay, politicians make promises, and those promises are what motivate us to vote for or against them. And after they get in office, the dynamic seems to be, for the most part, that once they're in office, there is no longer a urgency put on the need to fulfill the promises that were made when one was campaigning. Now, how does that equate into what we're dealing with right now? Well, we were promised a vaccine, and we got one. And people are, well, frontline workers and people with pre-existing conditions that could be exacerbated are the people that are getting the vaccine first, then general public. Then we're rolling out another vaccine. We're rolling out another vaccine that is going to be The only difference that I can see from what I've read is the one that Moderna is coming out with has 4 weeks between injections versus 3 weeks. Okay, you can wait a month. I've had a lot of brain farts right now. I ain't gonna lie. People, if you're not going to get the vaccine, that's fine. If you're going to get the vaccine, that's fine too. We're not going to vilify anyone either way, because that's not the goal. The goal here, at least all things notwithstanding, was for this country, this planet, to return to a semblance of normalcy, to be able to come and go as we please, to be able to get in each other's faces without fear of dying. That's all we want. We want to get back to living our lives, being able to go outside and interact if we want to, being able to sit in a restaurant wherever we want without looking like a bunch of ninjas, doctors, and assassins sitting somewhere having a meal. It's weird. You know what I mean? I get it. We make these little clear glass ones that we can wear so you can see my face and all that. But it's still cumbersome. It's still uncomfortable. And having to wear it for long periods of time is stifling. I took a flight to Arizona in October. Yeah, I traveled during COVID conditions, and yes, I'm perfectly fine. Thank you. And you have to wear that mask the entire time in the airport, on the plane, that's not comfy. It is highly not comfy. So getting back to being normal human beings, I think, would be great. If it's going to create a reaction in me to where I can't breathe or I can't, you know, go about my life, I'm having a problem with that. I'm having a huge problem with not being able to come and go. And just like the rest of the planet is having a problem with not being able to come and go. Hell, who wants to be up in that? Matter of fact, with my job, and I work, you know, in a behavioral health field and personal care for individuals with developmental disabilities, and I have grown adults coming to me asking me questions that could very easily be answered by going to a COVID-19 website. If you don't understand the parameters of what this virus is, what you can and can't do, what you should and shouldn't be doing, I suggest you ask somebody. And that's my whole thought process right there. There's not enough understanding about things surrounding COVID-19. Right now, there isn't a whole lot more I can say because I'd be talking in circles. I'll be honest with you, there was supposed to be a guest on today and they didn't show up. So what can I say? I'm doing the heavy lifting for you. So in closing, I just want to say, I already said it, but I'll say it again. whether you choose to vax or not is purely up to you, and you should not feel vilified about any decision you make, because it's precisely that, your decision. We in this society spend way too much time criticizing and judging the decisions of others. Take a chill pill with that, fam. You wouldn't want anybody scrutinizing the hell out of your decisions or your feelings or your thoughts on an issue. I mean, I think it's part of the overall polarization in this country that we experience because we think differently. There's nothing wrong with thinking differently. The problem comes when I start talking trash about what you think, when I start dichotomizing, tearing apart, breaking down into smaller, minuscule components what you think. Okay? And that, in any society, is wrong. I can't tell you not to take a vaccine. I also can't tell you to take it. And that's the bottom line, period. We want a clear-cut, clean answer about what is the 100% ideal, right, and correct thing to do, but we live in a polarized society. So how is there going to be delineation between what's right and what's wrong when conservatives refuse to believe what liberals believe is right or wrong, and vice versa? See what I'm getting at? You're telling me to be something I don't want to be. You're telling me to do something I don't want to do. You're telling me it's okay not to do what somebody's telling me could possibly save my life. It's okay. Either way you decide to go. In behavioral health, a lot of times I talk to people about something called natural consequences. Okay. In a nutshell, it is this. Whatever you decide to do, you shall reap from it. What you reap from it. If you say, I'm going to harass people who are anti-vaxxers, and come to find out that that vaccine make you grow a foot on the end of your penis or a third eye, or, I mean, I'm going extreme. But at the same time, side effects. Big Pharma's been giving us side effects for decades, and I can't remember as a child hearing about side effects. I don't know, until I guess like the late 80s, early 90s, medicine started having side effects. Oh, this will give you constipation. Oh, this will give you diarrhea. Oh, this will dry your throat out. Oh, this will make you salivate. Good God, have medicines from Big Pharma always had these side effects, and we just were too naive to realize it? I don't know. I know one thing for sure. At the end of the day, the planet's going to be around, because I've always mused about the concept of human beings, us, ourselves, being a virus on the planet Earth. Because of our desire, our megalomania to not reduce our carbon footprint to the Earth's natural resources. Think about it. The Earth is a living organism. And I present this to you as a deep thought moment. If the Earth is a living organism, could it also not to be a thinking organism? And what do I do? Cooties on me when I'm dirty, when something is just overall not making me feel right. I got to get it off of me. I got to get it out of me. I got to get rid of it. I need to take whatever I need to take to get rid of it. I need to do whatever I need to do to get rid of it. Sweat it out. Sleep it out. Whatever it is. Do we ever stop to think? You know what I'm saying? Because we need to think about the concept. And this is a concept that I personally subscribe to is the concept of animism. That everything on this face of this earth has a living aura. Everything. And we have to give to get. When we take and we don't give back, that fucks up the process. And all I'm saying with this long drawn out dissertation is to simply say, we've been clapping at the earth for centuries. Why are we so naive to believe that the only way she's going to clap back at us is through a hurricane or an earthquake or a tornado or a flood? Planet can clap back in a lot of ways. And this ain't my save the earth message. It's more my start using your common sense message. Be nicer. Be nicer. That's what we need to do. Regardless of what's going on with a vaccine, we sincerely need to be nicer to each other on the planet Earth. That's my story, and I'm sticking to it. This has been Be Real with D-Real, December 19th, 2020. Two backs or not two backs? That is the question. Next week, there is not going to be a Be Real with D-Real because it's a holiday, right? I'll be celebrating the holiday because that's the day after Christmas, and I ain't thinking about doing nothing but just sitting around because it's the weekend and it's the holiday, and that's just it. Be Real with D-Real is going to be down on the 26th, and just deal with it, y'all. I'll be back in 2021. Ooh, that sounds really cool. I'll be back in 2021. And we're going to have fun in 2021. 2021 is going to be a better year. I say happy Hanukkah, Merry Christmas, happy Kwanzaa, Habargani, happy New Year. And I will see you again, God willing. Everything is what it is. Be what it be. Do what it do. I will be back next 2 weeks with another Be Real with D-Real podcast. And until then, as always, realists, be good and be good to each other.